If you've taken a drive on one of Wisconsin's iconic scenic roads, chances are you've noticed a bit of alphabet soup.
I'm Stephanie Elkins, and for many years lived on a retired dairy farm in Greene County that was near the intersection of J and C, and we had to take County H out of New Galeras to get there, and on the way to work, I would take County J to County G.
I'm Dean Collenbach. I grew up on County Highway D in Barron County, 21-mile stretch of road that starts at the intersection with County P and ending at County Double S on the west side of Chautauqua.
My name is Jana Rose Schleiss. County Highway BB, two Bs, is near where I grew up. People call it Double B. I am one of those people. It actually splits Kewaunee and Manitowoc County.
And trying to tell people about this who are not from the area. Yeah, okay, so look for County J, and it's not the same J that's in the other county. It's a different J. And watch for County A, and there's a dog leg, and, you know, it can be very complicated.
So is there any rhyme or reason to how these highways got their names? Shelley from Marshall wanted to know. She asked, why are Wisconsin's county roads labeled with letters instead of numbers? So we reached out to Daniel Federle, executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association, to find out.
It's good to start off with a little background. We have state highways that are under state jurisdiction, and we have county highways that are under each of the individual counties, 72 counties in the state. The numbering and lettering came about out of some legislation that happened over 100 years ago now. That system was first set up in 1917, and the Wisconsin County Highway Association was initially formed in 1911. It is credited as being the oldest such association in the nation.
That makes sense, but what about those highway names?
To speak directly to your question, it was designated that it should be signed, marked, and maintained. Previous to that, roads in the nation were not ever really marked. They just happened to be wherever they were. But after the Highway Commission began looking at it, they adopted, for the first time ever in the nation, the system of numbered highways for the state and lettered highways for the county. You'll find virtually every county, certain letters that are the, I guess, for lack of a better term, the more popular. I can't say every county has a County Trunk Highway B, for example, or a County Highway N, but you will find that the vast majority of the counties will have the same ones because we only have the 26 letters to work with. As you can imagine, over the last 100-plus years, as the county gained more roads and took over certain roads and things of that nature, they used up all the letters of the alphabet. And so subsequently, then, once they've used them up, they would go to the double, TT, double S, things of that nature. And then after that, they would start doing variations thereof, you know, county CE or something of that nature. It seems like a simple question, but as you can see, there's a great deal of history. I think certainly we at the Wisconsin County Highway Association are proud of that history because we've been a leader in the nation for forever.
I remember years ago, there's a place we used to go, just a couple miles out of town.
That was Daniel Federle of the Wisconsin County Highway Association talking about the state's lettered highway names. And this story came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Jenny Peake.